Today we are looking at a conversation that Jesus had with some of his critics, where he describes who he is and what he came to do by comparing himself to a shepherd. But not just any shepherd, because Jesus is a good one. Stay tuned. Well, welcome to this week of Bible Nerds, where we are continuing our series, Who is Jesus? We're exploring the seven I am statements that Jesus made in John's gospel. And the goal is to help us better understand who he is and how we can more faithfully follow him. Today, we're looking at a passage of scripture found in John chapter 10, where Jesus declares that he is the good shepherd. Starting in verse 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. We're going to stop right there, because this is what we're talking about. Who is Jesus? According to him, he is the good shepherd. Now, how do we know that he's actually good? Well, right before this, in verse 10, Jesus told us that his purpose is to give his sheep, that's us, a rich and satisfying life, which is a really good and selfless thing to do. Verse 10 of John 10 says that the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus speaking says that my purpose is to give them, to give us a rich and satisfying life. And then right after this statement, Jesus defines for us what good shepherds do. Once again, in verse 11, he says that the good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Even people who have never read the Bible know that that is exactly what Jesus did. He sacrificed his life for us, his sheep. He died on the cross. And even if that was all Jesus said about what it means to be a good shepherd, and dying for us was all that he did, that would still be good enough to rightly call him a good shepherd. But that's not all Jesus says. And it's certainly not all he does. Continuing in verse 12, Jesus says this, that a hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and he scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. Good shepherds are willing to die for their sheep. Hired hands, not so much. You see, when the going gets tough, the hired hands get going. Like if they've got the choice to save themselves or the sheep, they choose themselves every single time. Why? Because they don't really care about the sheep. They're just in it for the money. But this is the point that Jesus is making, is that he's not just in it for the money or the glory. He became a human. He launched his ministry. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. He sent his spirit and he filled us with new life because, and don't miss this, he cares about us. He loves us so much that he was willing to sacrifice the comfort of heaven and walk through the pain of death for you and for me. So who is Jesus? Well, he continues to say in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. You are not just a number in the crowd to Jesus. He knows your name. He knows your story. He knows your past and he knows your potential. He loves you. And he sacrificed himself for you. Continuing in verse 16, Jesus goes on to say that I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice and there will be one flock with one shepherd. So who are these other sheep that Jesus is referring to? Well, he's talking about Gentiles, people who are not Jewish. You see, before Jesus, God's people consisted of the nation of Israel. But Jesus came to establish a kingdom without land and borders. It is the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, everyone everywhere is invited in, regardless of their race, age, gender, or nationality. You see, Jesus is inviting people from every tribe, nation, and tongue to join his flock, to become a part of his family. Jesus closes out in the last couple of verses in 17 and 18 by saying that the Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so that I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. First, it is important to note that Jesus' sacrifice isn't the only reason the Father loves him, right? It's just the reason he's highlighting here. It's kind of like if you were to say, I love my mom because every year on my birthday, she makes me my favorite meal. That's not the only reason you love her, hopefully, but it's probably the reason you're emphasizing in whatever conversation you're currently having. And that's what Jesus is doing here. He's telling us that his voluntary sacrifice on our behalf and in obedience to the Father is something that makes him even more lovable than he already is. Second, Jesus makes it clear that his sacrifice for us is voluntary. That means nobody forced him to do it. It means he didn't do it because he had to. He did it because he wanted to. This is what makes him such a good shepherd. He volunteered to sacrifice himself on the cross to rescue us from our sin, to repair our relationship with him, and to restore our purpose of partnering with God. Because Jesus is the good shepherd. So, as his sheep, what do we do? Well, we listen to what he says, and we follow him where he goes. When we do, he's going to make us into the kind of people who truly love God, who selflessly serve others, and who make a noticeable difference in the world around us. So if you're looking for a place to start, I've got two suggestions for you. The first is to subscribe to this YouTube channel, because every video we produce is designed to help you grow closer to Jesus and to help you become more like Jesus so that you can actually do the things that Jesus wants you to do. The second thing would be to start reading the Learning the Jesus Way of Life Bible Plan on the YouVersion Bible app. It is a fantastic way for you to dive deep into scripture, to learn more and more about who Jesus is, the things that he said, and how you can follow him more faithfully. Also, if you're new to this series on Bible Nerds, check out the previous episodes to get caught up, where we've explored some of the other things that Jesus says about himself and what that means for us as his followers. Until then, take care and stay nerdy.